This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County Commissioners had to pick someone for the Stanley Community College Board of Trustees. As a result of the recent election in the North Carolina House District 67, Mr. Cody Honeycutt had to resign his unexpired seat on the Stanley Community College Board of Trustees, effective back on November 9th. So Stanley Community College has notified the commissioners of this vacancy, and they were looking to fill that vacancy. And here is the vote on that.
I think everybody's had time to review the applicants. I'll open the floor for nomination for the replacement of Cody Honeycutt to the Stanley Community College Board. Yes, sir, Mr. Vice Chair.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Melvin Poole.
Okay, do we have any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Matthew Behringer.
Okay. Melvin Poole, Matthew Behringer, any other nominations? Any other discussion before we vote? All commissioners have one vote. So, Melvin Poole, okay, three votes. Mr. Behringer, four votes. Mr. Behringer will fill the term of Cody Honeycutt.
The city of Albemarle recently marked its 15th consecutive year as a Tree City USA community during its annual Arbor Day ceremony. Tree City USA is a nationwide initiative that provides communities with a framework to effectively manage and expand their urban forests. During the Arbor Day ceremony, a proclamation from City Council was read recognizing Arbor Day and its positive impact on communities. Now, while Arbor Day is traditionally celebrated nationally in the spring, we observe it in the fall when tree planting conditions are more favorable locally. The event was attended by elected officials, city staff, a representative from the North Carolina Forestry Service, and members of the Albemarle Tree Commission. This commission is composed of city staff and dedicated community volunteers. They play a vital role in preserving and promoting the value of a healthy and vibrant tree canopy in Albemarle. Residents can further enhance the city's tree canopy through their Memory Tree program managed by the Albemarle Parks and Recreation Department in partnership with the Tree Commission. Now, this program offers an opportunity to commemorate a loved one, honor a special individual, or celebrate a significant occasion by planting a tree in a city park. Each tree is accompanied by a plaque at its base signifying the honoree or event being memorialized. The cost of a memory tree is $250, which includes a 4 to 6 foot tree planting, care until established, and a personalized plaque. To learn more about the memory tree program, visit albemarlenc.gov/memory tree. Stanley County Commissioners also approved a budget amendment for the Meadow Creek Church Road Waterline Project. They said the project came in $303,531 under budget. As such, the American Rescue Plan grant funding can be deobligated back to the American Rescue Plan Project Fund. County Commissioner Peter Arsciuto celebrated his birthday on Monday night, and also it was his last meeting as a county commissioner. Commissioners had some nice things to say about Peter before he left, and here's a couple of them, including Scott Eford and Commissioner Patty Crump. After that, Commissioner Bill Lawhon invited him down for a special presentation and have a little fun.
One quick, you know, Peter, we've agreed on things and we've disagreed, but we've agreed to disagree. And I appreciate you, and I know all your work with each department. I think the people in those departments really appreciate you being there. So thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Well, I would say Peter and I usually don't see eye to eye, but we have started to find glimmers of hope, haven't we, Peter? There's always a silver lining. And also, I wouldn't take this away from you at all. You're very passionate, and I appreciate your commitment to this county and your beliefs. And it's hard job, you know, being a commissioner. It really is. You have some hard days, and I appreciate sacrifices.
In your 66th birthday, and I've seen some of the masks you wore. Sometimes he wore them as a chin strap. Other times he wore them below the nose, which is not proper. You're supposed to cover your nose and your mouth. True story. Lincoln Day dinner, 2020, 2021, somewhere. Scott Eford, Tracy Eford, Gail Lawhon, Bill Lawhon, and Peter Arsciuto sitting at the same table. Peter has his mask on. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the world is he going to be able to eat this barbecue? Well, he managed because he kind of used it as a chin strap. And then they had ice cream. You remember that ice cream?
How the heck do you not?
Man, he had ice cream all over his mask. So, Peter, for your 66th birthday, I'm giving you some brand new clean mask.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Just keep your distance, though.
Hey, y'all have been to closed session. You know where I sit in closed session.
You and I have disagreed, but kind of like Scott and the rest of the commissioners, we've agreed to disagree. You've done some good recommendations through your 8 years as a commissioner, and I think I've served 6 of those years with you for the 8. In all seriousness, I want to present you with this plaque that says, in appreciation for your leadership, integrity, and generosity to the citizens of Stanley County as a member of the Stanley County Board of Commissioners, December 7, 2020 through December 2, 2024. You probably got a plaque like this already at home, close to it. Presented the 18th day, your birthday of 2024. Congratulations.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Sunny and cooler today with gusty winds, the high near 55. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 30. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high near 52. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to